Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody. Tapes and Scowls. We tape your sadness here at Tapes and Scowls.
Right, and then we play it on VCRs.
And we watch it among study groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell us if you should be sad or not.
Pretty much.
So cheer up, Buttercup.
Justified sadness, yes or no?
Yep. Hit the green button, hit the red button, but hit a button.
Hit a button.
Hit a button.
Please. And don't let it be like what you, the button you should be pressing over on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, I like this.
Rate 5 stars, boop.
Yep.
Little review. Yep. I feel less sad when I listen to this, but then I'm sad again after.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I want a couple of that. If I had like more than one of those, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's what we need.
I would show my mother. She'd be like, what is this thing? I'd say it's like a talkie. She'd be like, okay, she's not that old.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome, though.
That would be awesome.
Hi, Mom. She doesn't listen.
It's okay. She's still supporting you.
She is. She gave me life. That's enough.
Right.
It's her fault.
It is.
Max, would you like to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I'll go first with a movie that I always mispronounce, so help me.
Okay.
Johnny Mnemonic. Did I do it?
Mnemonic.
Yeah, I'm so bad at that. Is a word that I was like, I'm going to say it wrong.
You know what's funny?
Mm.
Is that when you learn like a way to learn something, like a little shortcut,
mm-hmm.
like how to spell a word or order of like the planets or whatever, like
right.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally mm-hmm. for math, are all mnemonic devices.
Well, it doesn't mean I could say it.
Keanu.
It's the Keanu. It's a very stylized 90s Keanu.
It is.
And of all the great things Keanu has done, this probably isn't one of them.
Nope.
1995. I watched this November 8th of 2020. It's an hour 36 action drama sci-fi directed by Robert Longo, who predominantly did music videos.
Interesting.
Starring Keanu Reeves, Dolph Lundgren.
This is why you watched it.
Dina Meyer. I don't deny it. Ice-T.
Dina Meyer. Love Dina Meyer.
Dina Meyer's here. Your IMDb movie summary. A data courier, literally carrying a data package inside his head, must deliver it before he dies from the burden or is killed by the Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a weird movie, right? Because this is the 90s. You got to remember, you got to put yourself in the context of 1995. Not everybody understood the internet the way we do now.
Nope.
So the description of how to carry a couple gigabytes in your head as a courier, it's weird, but okay.
Yeah.
But like it'll kill you if you don't get that information out because you're only able to store so much. If you overdo it, you'll start dying. It's like, no, man, that's not how memory works. It's not how data works. You either have enough or you don't. But
right.
Okay, I'll bite. So if you could just turn your brain off a little.
Right.
So you can watch him turn his brain on too much.
Yeah.
This movie is, it's a movie.
So certainly weird.
It's I think my gripe with this is it does some pretty awesome things.
Yep.
But everything else is ass.
Uh-huh.
My bullet points. Apparently has an awesome pinball machine.
Mm.
I just found that out.
Nice.
I watched this movie with Justin Schuster.
Okay.
Justin Schuster was over and I was like, can you make it through a movie? And he's like, I can.
Okay.
And I put on this movie and in 20 minutes in.
He was asleep?
He was asleep.
Wow.
And once he's asleep, sleepy bear. That's it.
That's it.
So I mostly heard this movie. I mean, I read the subtitles anyways.
Right.
But yeah, loud snorer. Longo was a music video director, and this is his only movie directing credit.
Wow.
Now, as far as music videos go, he did R.E.M., New Order. That's why that was in my head.
I see.
Megadeth, Helmet. So, like, he did stuff.
Oh, yeah, for real.
He also worked on some episodes of Tales from the Crypt.
That was interesting. Why I knew his name.
Yeah. He looks like a Longo.
He looks like
He looks like a guy that's does music videos, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're out there listening. Go leave me a bad review. has moments of brilliance that get overshadowed by the following stupid scenes. Smart plot and message overall. A fun soundtrack that's got Stabbing Westward, KMFDM, Rollins Band, Cop Shoot Cop, Helmet, like all those industrial bands.
Sure.
I like industrial, so I was pretty pleased. Henry Rollins is in it. He plays a doctor named Spider.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's Henry Rollins, so just auto nice.
Yeah. Is this a kung fu movie, a sci-fi movie, a hacker movie? It just keeps switching genres the whole time.
I feel like he watched the movie Hardware and was like, if I can make this even more stylized,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm on to something.
Right.
It's like,
There's great.
No.
It jumps too much is the problem. It doesn't stick with anything too long. I don't know if that's because you're used to short form directing.
Right.
But yeah, not amazing. IMDb gave it a 5.7. Rotten Tomato critics, 33 of them went back for this journey.
Okay.
12%.
Hoo-hoo.
51,000 audience members of Rotten Tomatoes went back. 31%.
Yikes.
I am a little more forgiving because I do believe there was some smart things in this movie. Like Ice-T was actually pretty good.
Right.
5.0.
Okay.
You'll either love it or hate it is how I feel about it.
Okay.
There is a moment. I won't spoil the one glaring thing at the end that just in one way is the smartest thing and another way is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, and by the way, when they do anything with the internet, like let's go in a computer, like, oh man, get ready.
Okay.
Get ready for some pixels and some bullshit.
It's like Hackers.
I think... It's so much worse than Hackers.
Wow.
It's so bad.
Fair enough.
Oh, take us elsewhere.
Okay. 1988.
That's elsewhere.
Absolutely is. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
I don't know. Who did?
Oh, you're going to find out.
Oh.
Not on this podcast. I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, okay. Good. We don't spoil here.
No. I watched this in July of 2020.
Yeah.
It is 1 hour and 44 minutes. It is a mystery comedy, slightly animated, slightly Bob Hoskins. Starring.
He's been known to get animated.
The aforementioned Bob Hoskins, Charles Fleischer, Joanna Cassidy, infinite voice actors.
So many.
The cast in this is just completely ridiculous. Directed by good old Robbie Z, Robert Zemeckis.
Yep.
Of the Romancing the Stone and Back to the Future, Robert Zemeckis. But also Used Cars. Go back and watch that too. At some point I got to catch up on Used Cars for this podcast.
That's a good idea.
Movie summary. A toon-hating detective is a cartoon rabbit's only hope to prove his innocence when he's accused of murder.
It's a good detective story.
It is a good detective story.
It's super good.
It is. Bullet point thoughts on this movie, because that's what I do for you all out there. My thoughts.
Look at you.
Mine.
Oh.
They're my thoughts.
Oh. You're going to share them?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
This movie is nearly perfect.
It's a pretty good movie.
The casting's great. The art design's great. The story, as you just mentioned, is wonderful. The fucking score for this movie is killer. It's so good. Everything about it is so good. Of a lot of the like hybrid real life animated movies, none's come close to how good this one is.
This one flows real good. It looks good. It's not so jarring, even though it really should be.
It should be. And the eye lines are like perfect in this film. Like, everybody knows exactly where to look. There's a version of this film that exists somewhere before all the opticals were added in so they could animate in all the cartoon characters. So there's just a version of this movie that exists with nothing in it.
Oh, wow.
Because there's just, they had to, you know what I mean? They had to take, essentially the way it worked, if I remember correctly from the special features, is there's a version where it's just them. Then there's a mechanical little piece if they interacted with anything in the real world, like the weasels breaking the plates on their head or Roger spitting out water from the sink. All those were all contraptions that had to get cut out later.
Okay.
So they had to take those pieces and erase them and then digitally mat them in, and then they had to have an animator come in and fill the void and connect the pieces together.
Interesting.
So they had all these three, essentially these three layers coming together to make the final film, which is really interesting. And considering all that went into it, boy oh boy, it is like just fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really good movie. If you haven't seen this, it's a great Christopher Lloyd performance.
So
I didn't
good.
State that previously, but like every performance is great. His is particularly awesome as Judge Doom.
Yeah, he is so good in this.
Yeah, he's great. Bob Hoskins crushes it. Like his physical acting is unbelievable. I
couldn't imagine anybody else doing it.
No.
He just did so well.
He is Eddie Valiant. There's no question. Just watch this movie if you haven't, please.
Oh, yeah.
IMDb gives this a 7.7 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics. 65 critics went back. Would you like to guess what they gave Roger Rabbit?
I'm going to say 82.
97%.
Whoa.
Audience, 442,736 audience members gave this 84%.
I was closer to that number.
You were. I give this a 9.5.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Out of 10. It's so good.
Yeah, I would love to rewatch this one.
It's so good.
There's so many cartoon characters in it.
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
A licensing nightmare, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that was Zemeckis said that was the worst part of the whole movie.
I'm sure.
Was having to deal with how many... how many syllables Mickey said versus how many syllables Bugs Bunny said, because they speak in different patterns and they stretch certain words. And
right.
then you had the Daffy and Donald piano off, right. which is amazing they let them do that with Donald, because Donald's not really like Daffy is. It's so good.
Right.
So, and then you had like the like really old characters like Betty Boop in there. And like,
was Mighty Mouse in there?
Maybe in the background, but not, but there's some crazy ones. Dumbo, like just unbelievable.
Yeah, there's just like one scene of so many.
Droopy,
yeah.
Ah, so good. It's so good. Watch this movie, seriously.
Yeah, do it, you fool. I was distracted. Your computer shut off.
I saw it go blue.
I was like, blue.
Yeah.
I hope blue's good.
Johnny Mnemonic, you got shut down.
Oh, I didn't even give me my pixels. I didn't fight a thing in pixelated form. I didn't know what was going down. Well, next up, Max, I have a movie. I believe it's a Spanish movie, originally, called Tarde para la Ira. Boy, I butchered a language.
You did.
What is it called in English? The Fury of a Patient Man.
I see.
I watched this. I want to say this was a Netflix movie.
Okay.
Could be wrong. It's from 2000. Oh, it is. I wrote Netflix.
Nice.
Go me. I remembered a thing. 2016. I watched it on the 9th of November. Did you notice I watched a lot of movies in a row trying to make sure I didn't fall behind?
I wasn't going to mention it, but since you did, yes, I did.
All righty. Good. It's an hour 32. Your genre, action, drama, thriller. Directed by Raul Arevalo.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Antonio de la Torre, Luis Calleo, and Ruth Diaz.
Of course.
Didn't butcher those too bad.
No.
Your summary. A hardworking single mother and wife of a getaway driver who is about to be released is approached by an unassuming and gentle man, completely unaware, though, of his inscrutable and utterly impelling motives.
Hmm.
This movie is a slow burn for sure. If
okay.
you're not in the mood for that, don't ruin it for yourself. Like, wait till you're ready for
this.
I mean,
this. The title says it's a patient.
No lie. You will watch this man be so patient.
Right.
And you're like, the whole time, you're just like, why? Why is this man so... He clearly doesn't like a bunch of the characters he's interacting with. Why is he so patient? What is he building towards? It's very well done.
Nice.
Antonio de la Torre is fucking awesome. And has a wide range as an actor.
Nice.
He is your patient man. Makes you sad for damn near every character, no matter who it is.
Huh.
So much is going on. Even like this getaway driver getting out of jail clearly did a bad thing. You don't feel so great for him.
Hmm.
You know, like you feel bad for him too.
Right.
And his wife and kid. And
that's interesting.
Oh my God, there's so much going on.
Right.
The mother character, which is played by Ruth Diaz, is very complex. You don't know if you want to root for her or not, because like she's ultimately not a bad person. She does some questionable shit, but the whole time you're just like, she is just dealing with some insanity the
right.
whole movie. And there is a darker real world story that is slow and deliberate, and it is used to create a lot of tension.
Nice.
So what you will find out is there's a tie between this patient man and the getaway driver, and you don't know what his, you know that he needs to get closer to this guy, and he does end up like buddying up with this guy. He's apparently always at this restaurant that his wife works at.
Hmm.
And you're just like, what is he going for here? Is he trying to like bang the wife? Like that you, first you're thinking that, and then you're not sure. Then he does. And then you're like, okay, was that it? It's not.
Wow.
It keeps going far. And by the time you get to the end, you're like, is it just something obvious? And it is and it isn't. And you're
oh,
just like,
cool.
Oh, it really takes you for a ride. But
nice.
Yes, be ready for it. Some morally questionable characters. And I mean, there will be violence at times. It's sporadic, but when it comes, it's violent. It's worth watching.
Nice.
It's a pretty interesting movie.
It does sound. You got me intrigued.
I watched the trailer. You know, Netflix just starts playing the damn trailer.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, wow, this looks kind of cool. I'll just watch it because I'm not going to remember. I add so much shit to my list. This thing has a better shot of me watching it if I just watch it right now.
Do it right now.
Yep. So IMDb, they gave it a 6.8 out of 10.
Okay.
Your Rotten Tomato critics, 11 of them, 100%.
Whoa.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
That's
a little scary.
I never trust that.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe.
Maybe. You hope, right?
Right. The audience, 248 people, gave it a 78%.
Mm-hmm.
These are all good numbers. I gave it a 6.
Okay.
It's a good movie. It's not going to be for everybody because it's just so slow moving. And you know, I hate slow movies. And I'm not a drama guy, and I had a lot of fun watching this movie.
Right. If it's building towards something, you can go slow.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, Antonio de la Torre, awesome.
Nice.
Really good actor.
That's really cool. I got a movie.
You got a movie?
I got one.
I like movies.
It is 2011's Cabin in the Woods.
Ooh, I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, me too. I watched this in July of 2020, so I'm going back now, and I'm kind of... These are all movies that Sam either has not seen or has not seen since she was young.
Okay, so this one she hasn't seen.
Yeah, there's been some exchange, like Roger Rabbit. I was just like, you've seen this, right? She's like, I think I've seen part of it when I was a kid. And I was like, we're watching this movie then.
I mean, that sounds crazy to say, but there's so many movies. I'm like, I don't know if I ever watched it in the right order. Like, I feel like I've seen it, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is 1 hour and 35 minutes, and it is a horror comedy.
Okay.
Directed by Drew Goddard, starring Kristen Connolly, some guy named Chris Hemsworth, you may have heard of him.
Yeah.
Anna Hutchinson. It's really a good, small cast, but a good cast in this one.
Oh, man, the guy from Billy Madison.
Yes.
That's what I always remember.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, Bradley Livingston, I think, is it?
That sounds right.
He's awesome. He's in Get Out, obviously. Mm,
yes.
Yep, he's great. Five friends go on a break at a remote cabin where they get more than they bargained for, discovering the truth behind the cabin in the woods.
Perfect. It doesn't give too much away.
No.
It doesn't give you a lot, but it doesn't give away some
Bradley
major...
Whitford.
Yep. I thought that was the guitar player from Aerosmith.
Bullet point thoughts. This movie is literally the perfect three-act structure.
Yes.
It is. You can identify when they get to the cabin is the end of act one.
Yep.
When they enter... Beyond the cabin, that is act three. Act two is all the stuff that happens at the cabin.
Yep, pretty right.
Yep, it's just the perfect three-act structure. It's everything I think you want in a horror comedy. It is scary, it is funny, and it is in equal measure. It's really hard to do a good horror comedy. Sometimes you usually get a comedy horror or a horror comedy.
Right.
This one is a really well-balanced act. I don't think we've seen a good like horror comedy like this in quite a while. I feel like it's a hard balance to strike. I have no problem with. I love both versions.
Right.
As if you go back, you will hear my favorite movie, which is obviously a comedy. A little bit of horror.
Right.
There's barely any, but there's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with that. Or a very scary movie that has a couple funny moments in it to add levity. I have no problem with either of those, but striking that like kind of near perfect tonal balance of funny and scary is really tough. And this movie accomplishes it really well.
I love this movie.
It is very good. The actors are all really good. The situation, the scenario is really interesting.
Situation's not in this movie,
but the one the characters are presented with is really unique, but it takes what is a cliche and completely spins it. Super well done. I can't speak highly enough of this movie. This movie was so good. I thought the movie ended at the end of act two, and I was thrilled. I was like, this movie's amazing. And then there was a whole third act. And I was just like, God damn it. It's even better now.
Yeah, it actually gets better.
Yeah, the payoffs are great. The characters are hilarious. The situations are legitimately at times will make you jump or tense and actually build up suspense. Really good. Just Drew Goddard co-wrote this with Joss Whedon. They just crushed it. Yeah. All the performers are just fantastic. Like, just top to bottom, super well addressed across the board. IMDb gives this a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 286 critics. I'm going to continue to quiz you.
Ooh.
What do you think they gave it?
I think critics aren't smart. That's why I want to be one.
Right.
So I'm going to say 67%.
In this case, they prove you wrong.
Oh, thank God.
92%.
Ooh, good job, critics.
Yes.
Take it all back. Please rate and review.
On the audience, on the other hand, not impressing me much.
Boy.
207,441 audience members giving this only 74%.
All right. Well, at least it's up there.
Not high enough.
All right.
9 out of 10. I says.
You says?
I says 9 out of 10.
I says 9 out of 10.
What do you think?
I would probably have 8, 5, 9. I'd be up. I love this movie. Because you don't initially see a lot of it coming. They actually explain what comes. And you still get so much more. Like you said, it's like, there's more?
Yeah.
But wait.
There's more.
That's right.
So good. I agree. You nailed it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you watched it. It's a great movie. I would have got to it eventually if you didn't. I love that movie.
Me too. Definitely one of the newer entries into the horror comedy canon that just, man, successful.
Arguably one of the best.
Agreed.
Bye.